Well, are we getting somewhere, do you think? Some very sensible restrictions may come into law in Queensland, which could be a metaphor for Australia. And this is in relation to this out-of-control mining on prime agricultural land where the use of water affects communities, towns and farms. The Palaszczuk government has introduced legislation to state parliament to place another approval hurdle in the way of mining projects like this New Hope Acland Stage 3, which Campbell Newman told me would never go ahead. And there's been a major Environment Court inquiry, the biggest in Australian history, into that, which has just ended. And then Adani's Carmichael Mine in the Galilee Basin. Now, the new legislation will be scrutinised today in a one-day parliamentary inquiry before being put to a vote. The legislation will require mining outfits to secure an associated water licence for every project, including those which have already been approved. Now, the licence would only be granted following an assessment, that's the mining licence, of the impact of each mining proposal on groundwater. Now, you heard me say earlier this morning that the population, we're talking about obesity, and the number of obese people in the world could reach 2.5 billion. There's only 7.7 billion people in the world. Well, on that New Hope coal, it will take as many a litre per person, nearly 9 billion litres a year of water a year out of the aquifers. I mean, what, for nothing. You're kidding me. For nothing. How much do you pay for your water? For N-O-T-H-I-N-G. Oh, that won't have any impact on towns, communities, farms, bores. They're kidding me, aren't they? Past governments, of course, have approved mining projects in Queensland and across Australia, despite concerns about groundwater. For instance, this Adani open-cut Carmichael coal mine got the green light despite warnings from the federal government's own independent expert scientific committee and former senior Queensland bureaucrat Tom Cruthers that it poses an unacceptable danger to groundwater. Towns like Jericho would be out of water. Don't worry about Jericho. Adani, Indian outfit, put the money up and so on. Well, Adani and New Hope now will have to go back to square one if this new environmental protection, underground water management, long name for the bill, and other legislation amendment bill is passed by the Queensland Parliament. And, of course, this mob are not happy. They wanted it on Easy Street. And, of course, the reason they want to have these mines at Acland and these sorts of places, all the infrastructure's there. The roads are built. You know, the railway lines are there. You use infrastructure that we've paid for so that this mob can make a big quid at everybody else's expense. I'm not opposed to making a quid, but not on prime agricultural land. New Hope has written to Queensland MPs arguing the legislation, if passed, will slow down Acland Stage 3. Well, hopefully, Acland Stage 3 will get the big slowdown from the Land and Environment Court. The mining invasion of prime agricultural land, I'm all for mining. And I've said over and over again, our future energy needs can come only from fossil fuels, and that's clean coal, but not on prime agricultural land. And you cannot disregard the impact that this has on vital groundwater. Well done to Anastasia Palaszczuk.